With 13 days to go, the presidential campaign ran the gamut today, from rallies to ribbon cutting. John Yang begins our coverage.
If people get out and vote, we will have a victory on November the 8th.
I'm asking America to join me in dreaming big.
Scenes of two campaigns today, just minutes apart. Donald Trump taking time away from the stump to tend to other business. Officially opening the new Trump Hotel on Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C.
My theme today is five words: under budget and ahead of schedule. Today is a metaphor for what we can accomplish for this country.
Hillary Clinton campaigning in battleground Florida on her 69th birthday, suggesting a darker side to Trump's ribbon cutting.
He relied on undocumented workers to make his project cheaper. And most of the products in the rooms were made overseas.
Others are getting in on the campaign combat, too.
Congratulations, Newt, on last night.
Today, Trump publicly praised House Speaker Newt Gingrich for taking on Fox News' Megyn Kelly over the sexual assault allegations against the nominee.
I'm sick and tired of people like you using language that's inflammatory, that's not true.
Excuse me, Mr.
Speaker.
Donald Trump has no idea whether it's true or not.
Hillary Clinton in a secret speech in Brazil to a bank that pays her $225,000, saying her dream is an open border where 600 million people could come to America. That's not worth covering.
That is worth
covering.
When
you want to go back through the tapes of your show recently, you are fascinated with sex and you don't care about public policy.
And after Vice President Biden said he'd like to take Trump behind the high school gym, Trump said, bring it on.
Did you see where Biden wants to take me to the back of the barn? Me. He wants it. I'd love that.
Trump returned to campaigning this afternoon in another crucial state, North Carolina.
As the candidates drive to the finish, Republicans are promising there would be no honeymoon if Clinton wins the White House and the GOP holds the House. Oversight Committee Chairman Jason Chaffetz told the Washington Post there would be immediate hearings into Clinton's time at the State Department. He said they already have 2 years' worth of material lined up.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump Jr. told the NewsHour that the people he's met during the campaign has him thinking about a political future for himself.
It'd be an honor to be able to one day do that. I think I got to get my kids through school, and after this, I may need like a good 10-year break from politics. But, you know, there is a rush to it. I mean, there is something very exciting and very moving and humbling when you are speaking to those people.
So someday there may be another candidate named Trump. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm John Yang.